Rav to pay Beis Amud Aleph. Omer Le Rav Huna Le Rabba Barei. My time of Shchicha Kamed Rav Chizda to Mechadden Shmaisei. Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, why don't you go to the Shir of Chizda, who is very sharp? His Torah is very sharp. Why don't you go to a Shir? Omer Le, my Izu Le Gabe, why should I go to him? When I go to learn by him, mostly the Mila Di Alma, he wastes my time with secular things, not with Torah. Omar Le Man, the Ayla Beis Hakisi, the Loise Bahade, the Lolitrach, he told me that when you go into the Beis Hakisi, you shouldn't, sit immediately, and you shouldn't force yourself too much. Litrach Tvei, the High Karkash, the Atlash Shina Yosef, because the end of the intestines, sits on three teeth. Those are the three things that support it. Dilma Mishtamta Shina de Karkash, the Vosi de Sakana. If you put too much pressure, you may disembowel yourself. Omer Leha, who Osik Bechai de Braisa, the At Omras Mila de Alma? He's telling you things that your life depends on. You say the stam secular things. There's also Torah. That's one of the reasons we said, when we run in brachas with all the refuahs and things like that, what you're doing in the Gemara, that's also Torah. How to take care of your health is also Torah, because if you don't take care of your physical body, you can't have a spiritual body. You have a spiritual neshama. So koshken zil legabe. Surely you should, go and learn by him. By other Rabbi, you'll get all the real Torah from him. Rashi. Mosivli b'mile di alma, moshiveni lefona b'dibre chinam, she'eno Torah. He tells me things that are worthless, that are not Torah. I didn't go to listen to learn medicine by him. Rashi says, what did he tell you? Lo leisib bahedya b'mehera, don't immediately sit down, uvechozek, and with a lot of force, lefisha niftach haneke b'chozka, because then the opening that the anal opening opens very with force, the nitkin shine hakarkosh of yotzeis, and you'll disembowel yourself, your intestines will come out. Lo litrach tve, right, four, whatever this is, means force. Okay. Hayu lefanav, now the Gemara is going to have a few different shilas of what's better to wipe yourself with. Hayu lefanav tsror v'cheres, you had a choice of using a rock or a cheres, a piece of earthenware. So we said before, using earthenware is difficult because it's sharp. And tsror is muktzah. Rashi? No, Rashi. So Rav Huna, Amos, what's better? To take a little risk with the earthenware or to be somach on the hector of muktzah, right, with the tzror. Rav Huna Omer mekanech b'tzror ve'ina mekanech b'cheres. Still, even though it's Shabbos, use the rock, don't use the cheres. Rav Chizda Omer mekanech b'cheres ve'ina mekanech b'tzror. No, the cheres is not really a big sakana, and therefore when it comes in, so better not to use cheres tam. But if you have to use mukta, and the other alternative is cheres, better to use the cheres. Rashi. Even though normally it's muktzah, better better to take advantage of the heter over here of moving muktzah than to use the cheres. Because the cheres is dangerous. And Rav Chizda says no. Better to mekaneach the cheres, that is not muktzah at all, has a Torah's kli, it has a usage for it. Not be somech on the heter of moving muktzah. Meisvei, why you lefon of tzror v'cheres, mekaneach v'cheres, they mekaneach v'tzror. We have a brisa that says b'feirish, like Rav Huna. Like Rav Chizda. Right? That you are mekaneach. Right. Mekaneach v'cheres, they mekaneach v'tzror. Like Rav Chizda. It's a kashan Rav Huna. To yufta the Rav Huna. Kashan Rav Huna. Rav Huna said better you should use the tzror, even though it's muktzah, than the cheres, which is a sakana. And here it says b'feirish, use the cheres. Tirgumah Rafram bar Papa kameid Rav Chisda, aliba de Rav Huna beungne kelim. Here's somewhat a special kind of cheres. Talking about cheres that was a handle on a kli, so it's very smooth. It's not sharp. So those kli handle, ex kli handles are also not mukta, because they were part of a kli. And they also are not dangerous. So everybody would hold, use that instead of using a rock. Because the only reason not to use the cheres is because it's sharp. These things aren't sharp. So Rav Huna was talking where you use the tzror and not the cheres, where the cheres is sharp. Rashi. Ugne kelin, shehem chalokim, they're smooth. The enom the karmis abosid. They won't make a wound. They won't rip your flesh. Hoyu lefon of tzror vasovim. You have the choice of using a rock or grasses. Grass. We'll see in 1 second what this grass is connected. It's not connected. Rav Chisda v'Rav Hamanuna. So Rav Chisda and Rav Hamanuna argue about that. Chad omer mekaneh b'tzror v'ein mekaneh b'asovim. Better to use the rock than using the grasses. The Chad omer mekaneh b'asovim v'ein mekaneh b'tzror. The other one says you use the asovim, you use the grasses and not the tzror. Rashi. Because moist grass also is sharp. You ever get a grass burn, right? The sides of grass are very sharp. So it also cuts you. And my Rebbeim said, it's not talking about grasses that are separated from the ground. And the problem is it's a sakana because of it's sharp. But it's a problem of Shabbos. Because you may come to rip up the grass. The Eini Yodea Mahu. I don't understand how to explain that. We're talking about grass that's connected to the ground. How in the world does anybody matter to wipe yourself with grasses that are connected to the ground? Right? You have to take them out of the ground. That's Nisa Daraisa. Nobody's matter Nisa Daraisa for wiping yourself on Shabbos. Rashi says they learned pshat that you're wiping yourself with the grass, right, while it's still connected to the ground. And it's still connected to the ground. So two pshatim. One is that the moist grasses, even if they're separated from the ground, are a sakana, and the other is that it's talking about grasses connected to the ground. And not that you're separating from the ground, and you're wiping yourself with the grasses while they're connected to the ground. Meishvei. Hamekaneach bedover sheha'or sholetis bo, shinov hatachtonos noshros. If a person wipes himself with something that is flammable, so his, what's it called, the intestines come out. It opens up his it disembowels him. We'll see in 1 second, it's not a physical thing. It's physical, but it's not from physical causes. It's from magic causes. And the obvious question over here is, how do we use toilet paper? Which is usually flammable. It's not crepe paper that is inflammable. So we'll get to that in a second. Lokashi. Habalachim ha-biyadeshi. So lechora, what's it called? Grasses are also flammable. So the Gemara says... One is talking about where it's lachim, then it's not flammable, and where it's dry grass is flammable. So it's talking about wet grasses, okay? But mashma that if it's a question between a tzror and a sovim lachim, then you can use the wet grasses because they're not flammable. The dry grasses you shouldn't use because of this special halacha. They're not allowed to use something that's flammable to wipe yourself with. Now the Gemara goes to a new thing. Let's Rashi. The Eino Mekaneh B'Tzror, you have a question, a choice between a rock and dry grass, or grasses, what does it say? The Lab Bar Tilkulu, the Tzror is, you have been so much on a heter to move Moksa. Therefore, better to use the grasses, even though they're connected to the ground. The lo yazizim, right? Now Rashi said you shouldn't move them. How in the world do you wipe yourself with grasses and not move them? So the Mishnah Berurah learns that lo yazizim means don't uproot them. right? Keep them connected to the ground. Others learn lo yazize means literally, you can use the grass, but you can't move it around. So you don't take it with your hand and wipe, but you move your body over the grass. And that's tulpul min atzad, and you're not moving the grass, but you're being mishtamish with the grass. There's a big shaila here that this revolves around, and that is, are things that are mechubal karka mukta or not? Right? We know the special isser of trees. Not a lot of mishtamish with a tree. But that's for a separate reason, because maybe you'll go up and you'll pull something off the tree. But normally, it's mashma, the things connected to the ground, like Rashi says over here in a few seconds, grasses, which are not three tefachim high, or are not hard, but are very flexible, that gzeira of a tree doesn't apply to them. And they're not muktza, because they're mechubar lekarka. And ain muktza b'mechubar lekarka. That's one sheet. And others hold, no, there's muktza b'mechubar lekarka, and they are muktza because you can't, what's it called, whatever, they're not edible or whatever the way they are, because you have to take them out of the ground, and therefore they're muktza. And therefore, lo yazize means, taki, you can't move them around. You can move them in a, what's it called, you move your body, and they'll move automatically. That's tiltul min atzad, but you can't take the grass and move it. And the Mishabura holds that no, it is mislama no mechuber, no muktza b'mechuber, and therefore you're allowed to move it. Lo yazize means don't uproot it. Okay, Rashi, finish the Rashi. Hilkach mekaneh basom shem mechuber, v'lo yazize, umishum shimush b'mechuber, the fact that you're using or moving something that is b'mechuber, lo mitzvah, that's not osur. Kedamrina be'erevin. They only asser things that are not totally flexible. They have some kind of hard bark. But if there's no hard bark, then it doesn't have a din of a tree. And even a tree, less than three tefachim is not muktz. Only more than three tefachim, on the part that's more than three tefachim. So these grasses, if they're low, even if they wouldn't be flexible, it'd be mutter to what's it called, to be mishtamish with them. So it's not right from here, from Rashi, one way or the other. Because we're... The shimush with muktzah is not asur. You're allowed to use, except for a tree. But something that's just muktzah, you're allowed to use, you just can't move it. So it could be that Rashi holds that it's really muktzah, but the isser of using, making use of a tree doesn't apply to them. And therefore, you're allowed to move them, what's it called, in a, by you moving your body, but not moving the mamish. Or Rashi could be like the Mishnah Berurah. Shouldn't uproot them. You're allowed to move them. The only thing is, the isra of even moving them should be osur because like a tree. There's a special isra of being mishtamish with a tree. That's not the regular muktzah. And now he says, no, it's not a tree because it's flexible. Okay, now the biter. Shinov nosho, shine haper mikarkosha. The end of the intestines come out. Lachim ein ho'or sholik bohem. If they're moist grasses, then they're not flammable. A person has to go to the bathroom, just won't come out. So what should he do? Rav Chista Ravina. Chad Omar Ruach Ruach Sholetesbo. The Chad Omar Ruach Zoama Sholetesbo. One says it's a spiritual problem, that there's some kind of Ruach Ruach, some kind of evil spirit that is taking hold of him, and that's why he can't go to the bathroom. And the other one said Ruach Zoama. There's something physically wrong with him, some kind of, what's it called, illness that's preventing him. Tanya, Commander Omar Ruach Zoha, Marshal, let us suppose, Bryce, that says that it's something physical, something, some kind of physical thing. Zoama means disgusting, polluted. There's some pollution that's gotten into him. Tanya, Hanitzrach Linekovav, the Ochel. A person has to go to the bathroom, and instead of going to the bathroom, he goes to eat. And he eats. Domele tanur shisiku al gav afro. It's like a oven that you didn't take out the afer, you didn't clean it out before you started the next fire. So it's not a good thing. First you clean out the oven, then you put in new coals, and you start a new fire. You don't put the coals in while the oven's still dirty. Meaning, first go to the bathroom, then start eating. Zui tchilas ruach zoama, and that a person who holds himself back from going to the bathroom and eats, that's the beginning of ruach zoama, this kind of pollution, this kind of sickness that comes from polluting your body. Kutzrich lifanos, they know yachol lifanos. if he has to go to the bathroom, it just won't come out. Omer Rav Chisda, Yamod the Yeshev, Yamod the Yeshev. He should stand, stop for a second, then sit down, stand up again, sit down again, and all this activity will loosen your bowels and you'll go to the bathroom. Rav Chanan Menardo, Omer Yistalik Litzdodim. You should go from place to place. Try in this corner, doesn't work, try in a different corner. Rav Hamanuna Omer Yamashmish Bitzror Boso Mako. Rav Hamanuna says you should take a rock and stimulate the opening, and that will help to make things come out. Rabbanan Amri Yasiach Daito. And the Rabbanan says you should take your mind off of it. It's like a boiling pot of water. If you keep watching, it's not going to boil. Right? So you should just take your mind off of it, and eventually you'll go to the bathroom. Omer le Rav Acha Barei de Rava le Rav Ashi Koshkein Dechi Mosav Dati Lo Mefani. This is the opposite. If you take your mind off it, you're surely not going to go to the bathroom. Omer le Yasiach Daito Mitvorem Acher. No, I didn't mean you should take your mind off of that. I mean you should take your mind off of other things and concentrate on going to the bathroom. Omer Rav Yirmiya Midifti le Didi Chazi le Ahutaya Dekom the Yosiv Dekom the Yosiv Ad Shofa Chikdeira. I saw Taka an Arab that he obviously had to go to the bathroom and he couldn't, so he kept getting up and sitting down until he emptied everything in his system. Everything came out. Tana Rabbana, Hanichnas L'Seudas Keva, wants to eat a Seudas Keva, a meal that's going to take a while. So Yahalich Yud Pamim Shal Arba Arba Amas, he should walk 10 times 4 Amas, stopping after every 4 Amas. Amri le dalit pamish esra amas, or 4 times 10 amas, some say, right? Stopping after every 10 amas for 4 times. The nifna v'nichnas the yeshim koma. Then he should go to the bathroom, and then he should go into the suda, because it's not nice to get up in the middle of suda to go to the bathroom. So first take care of going to the bathroom, and then go to the suda, which is going to take a while, so you don't have to get up in the middle of the suda. Rashi, ruach ra, reyach hapeh, ruach ra means that you're going to have bad breath. Shazevel merake b'meayim v'yotzei reyach. Because what's going to happen? So it's not what I told you. Ruach ra. Let me think the other one. Then what's it called? Ruach ra means that it's going to cause you to have bad breath because the food is going to rot inside you and it's going to come out through your mouth. Bad breath. Bad smell. Ruach zohamar kol gufo masriach. Your whole body b'zeya masrachas. Your whole body is going to smell. Because you're going to, smelly sweat, because the food is still in your system, and you haven't gotten out of your system. Shareach nivla v'psoro, the smell goes into your flesh, ube'ivorev, and into your limbs. V'havi bolizeya mizuhemes, and it turns into sweat that stinks. So it's not just your breath that's going to be a problem, it's your whole body's going to be a problem. Ve'eino yochol afanos, she'ein hanekev niftach, he has to go to the bathroom, and doesn't open. When he tries in this corner and doesn't work, go to a different corner, try again. Taya Yishmael, an Arab. Hanichnas Asudas Keva, Ugnai Hulo, Imitzorich Lamod Min Asuda Ulafanos. It's a Gnai to get up in the middle of the Suda and to go out to the bathroom. So he should either walk 10 times 4 amas or 4 times 10 amas, according to the different opinions. Yamtin bein pam lepam. He should wait after each time the yivdo gaspel and try to go. Doesn't work, then walk another 4 amas and another 4 amas and so on. V'amri le dal lepam shal yud yud. The hachi adif tvei. Better to walk 10 amas all at one time and then stop than walking short things more times is better. Long things less times. Shehilach maruba morid hazevel nekavah. Walking a lot moves the food out of your body. Okay. Next mission. One second. So before we go on, so Iran Leif Tzur pointed out that the lechora, since you're not allowed to use something that's flammable, maybe that's why the rabbanan used stones, because lechora they had other materials that were available to them, even though lechora they were poor. And using cloth, paper they didn't have. So using the paper that was expensive, like we saw before, they wrote, saved it for writing important things. So, but still, they had other things maybe that were flammable, even grass or whatever, and they didn't use it because of this issue of using something flammable. So the mice, how do we use paper? So the Yaguda says that that isra only applied when they went to the bathroom in a field. But today, we have bathrooms in our homes or around the house, not in the field. Right? Even in his time, he wasn't talking about indoor bathrooms, the Yaguda. It was in the Middle Ages. He was talking about, what's it called, outhouses. And there doesn't apply. So the Ramah says, I'm not 100% sure why not. But Shomer Psoim Hashem, people became used to using things that are flammable, and it's only a sakana because of kishuf. It's only an unnatural sakana, not a natural sakana, and therefore, what's it called? In unnatural sakanas, you're allowed to rely on Shomer Psoim Hashem, which we'll get to in the Wednesday night shiur discussion of that. Others say that what the Aguda means is that this sakana is only because of kishuv. It's not a sakana, natural sakana. It's because of magic. And magic is only a problem in the field, not around your house. And therefore, today, bichlal, they say, we're not choshish for magic bichlal today. People don't know how to do magic. And therefore, there's absolutely no issur of using something that's flammable. Today, this issur bichlal doesn't apply. Because it's not an issur. It's sakana, and it's only a sakana because of magic. And today, that's not shaykh. Or it's not shaykh even then in around the house, only out in the field. And today we don't go to the bathroom out in the fields. Okay. Cheres, kedeliten bein pitzim lechaver. What's the shear of cheres carrying earthenware on Shabbos that you chayev achatos? Kedeliten bein pitzim lechaver. Rashi bein pitzim lechaver. Kshemasadrim tzimi. When you v'omdim the amudim the koros. When you arrange a pile of boards or poles, so you, what's it called, you put them one on top of the other, right, and lay them crossways and sideways or whatever, so you have a whole pile of boards. And in order that they shouldn't get, bent, they shouldn't be warped, so you put pieces of cheres to even them out. So not, they're not crooked, they're all straight. So the spaces that are between one and the other, where they're crooked, you fill up with cheres, so they all remain straight. And when there's a space between them, you fill that space up with earthenware so they don't get bent. So that's as much cheres as that's considered an important piece of cheres. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Omer, k'dei lachtos bo sesor. Reb Meir says, no, you don't need a piece that big. You need a piece that you can move around, stoke a fire with. Just to stoke fires with a piece of cheres. Reb Yossi Omer, k'dei lekabel bo revis. Reb Yossi says, enough of a piece of earthenware that even came from a broken kli. But now you can still put water in it. So you can draw a water, revius of water with it. That's the shear. Rav Meir, afal pishein raya ledover, zech ledover. Even though there's no 100% raya, because it doesn't say specifically that it's talking about Shabbos or anything like that, but I have a zecher, a hint to my shear. The shear of what's it called, of stoking a fire with it. It says, lo yimotze b'machisoso cheres lachtos eish miyoku. Right, the Navi says that Klal Yisrael will be so poor, he's cursing them, that they should be so poor that they won't be able to find a piece of earthenware to stoke a fire. So you see that earthenware is used for stoking fires. That's its usage. And that's the usage, and that's the shear of how much you're chayav for carrying out. Omar Le Rav Yossi, Mishom Rayav, Alas of Mayim, Migava. The end of the pasuk is, or to draw water, right, from a pit. So you see that that's a usage. This usage has two uses, one for stoking a fire and one for what's it called, for drawing water. So the chara, the shear of drawing water, is also a shear. So no raya to your shita, it's just as much a raya to my shita. Okay. Zecher ledover, the cheres chashiv the chati asor. That cheres already has a chashivas to stoke fire. Lachsof lidlos. So Rav Yossi said, but it says in the end, v'lachsof lidlos means to draw water. The chaveru chafsi shovel chasri mayim shal nesiva shetitzdorchi lavor hakshomim usrias naharos. In Right? There's another pasuk in Yeshayahu that says the word chaspi means to draw. Migava guma shemayim nikvas mesocha, a pit which has water in it. Okay. Mistabra shiura de Rabbi Yossi nafish. From seichel, it would seem that the shear of Rabbi Yossi is bigger than the shear of Meir. You need a smaller piece of earthenware to stoke a fire than you need to get a revius of water, right, to draw a revius of water. It's a bigger piece of earthenware that will hold the revius than a little piece that you could stoke a fire with. Umikrosh, you're a mayor, nothish. However, from the pasuk, it's clear that the shearer of a mayor is bigger. That the you need a bigger piece to stoke a fire than to get a revius, even though logically it would seem the opposite. Why? The isol kadait of shearer the rabbiosi nothish. Layit lo b'mona zutra, v'hoder layit lo b'mona rabba. If the shear of Rabbi Yossi is bigger, then what did the Navi say? You're not going to have a piece of earthenware that's big enough to stoke a fire. And not only that, you're not even going to have one, right, that's big enough to, what's it called, to draw water, right? L'chora, if the drawing of the water is a bigger shear, right, than stoking the fire, then what's it called? Then first you, what's it called? You curse him. You're not even going to have a small one, and you're not even going to have a big one. That doesn't make sense. Right? That means you're not even going to have this big one, and not only that, you're not even going to have a small piece. That makes sense. Okay. So it's mashma that the shear of drawing the water is smaller than the shear of stoking the fire. Even though logically it would seem that the shear of drawing the water is bigger than the shear of stoking the fire. Talking, we have a big fire, and if you have a small piece of earthenware, you get your hands burnt. So you need a bigger piece of earthenware to stay away, and therefore the stoking of the fire by a big fire, the shear of earthenware is bigger than the amount you need to draw of these. And that's how the Mishnah is talking. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishom Raya, Shaper Karmel Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir. The Maaser Rabbi Yossi said, good. Rabbi Meir is trying to bring a Raya to his shear from a pasuk that mentions both things. Rav Meir, lo mi boya kama. Rav Meir says the pshat in the pasuk is like this. Lo mi boya midi dechashiv le'in shein lo nishtachich le. You won't find earthenware for something that people consider important, which is stoking a fire. That's important. El afilu midi delo chashiv le'in shein lo nishtachich le. You won't even find earthenware for something that people don't consider important, to use it to draw water. And since it's not an important usage of earthenware, Rav Meir holds, the shear is not dependent on that. The shear is on what people normally use the thing. They normally use earthenware to stoke fires. They don't normally use earthenware that's broken to draw water. Right? So the Navi was saying, right, not only won't you find earthenware for something important, you won't even find it for something not important. Right? What the shear is, that's a different story. If it's bigger or smaller. But the point over here is not bigger or smaller. The point is, that's not the usage that people normally use it for. Rashi? Mistabra shiro de Rav Yossi nafish, umikro shiro de Rav Meir nafish. At kaftahi, it's a question. Kolomar lefi divrei hem nire, shir Rav Meir machmir, the omer lachos bo'or, right, Rav Meir is machmir, and he says the amount of stoking a fire, velo pirish shiur, right, he didn't say exactly a shiur, machmir, any little piece of earthenware you can stoke a fire. The cheres purta chozi, lechada gacheles, you could stoke one coal with a little piece of earthenware. The ilu lekabel revius mayim nafish shiura. But in order to makabel a whole revius of water, that's a bigger shear. The chimayan is bikra, but if you look at the pasuk, it's the opposite. Lachsof mayim zutr. You have to say that the amount to draw water is smaller than the amount that you need to stoke a fire. Yisokadaitach lachsof mayim nafish. If you would think that the amount of drawing water is bigger, layit lo shalo yivaser lo afilu kli katan v'hadar omer kli gav. The chiderach makabelim kate. The pasuk doesn't make any sense. Right? The Navi is cursing, you won't have enough earthenware to, what's it called, even to stoke a fire. And you won't even have enough to draw water. If the drawing water is bigger, you won't even have a little bit, and you won't even have a lot. Doesn't make sense. Omer Abaye, Masnishin de Komer, Meir, Lachos, or Miyakide Gedola Komer. Einachinami. Even the, what's it called, the Mishnah is talking that the amount of earthenware to stoke a fire is talking about a big fire. And a big fire, you need a bigger piece of earthenware. And that's bigger than the amount to get a revius. Shafilu gacheles k'tana ain oroi lachtos ba ela becheres gadol. Even one coal, when there's a big fire, you can't move except with a big piece of earthenware. The neishu nichli, you get burnt. That is cursing. You won't have earthenware to draw water. It's mashma. That's a usage. Somebody says, no, it's not a usage. That's what Remeir holds. Even for something that people normally don't do, you won't have earthenware to draw water. And therefore, it's not a normal usage, not what people normally do. It's not the choshuva thing. And therefore, the shear is only the shear for stoking a fire, which is a bigger shear, and not the shear of drawing water. Okay, Havrin Lechamot Shiyayin, Havrin Lechamot Shiyayin, Havrin Lechamot Shiyayin.